This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
What many people don't know but should know about retirement planning.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the holiday edition of the Financial Safari.
Well, we've got a great show planned for you today. Lots of fun stuff to talk about. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. With me, of course, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. And, you know, John, you're just talking about it. We talk about it every week, it seems, about how important the retirement plan is. So let's go ahead and break it down a little bit and talk about some planning tips that everybody should know. Top of the list here, required minimum distributions can really cause a problem if you're not careful.
Well, absolutely, Steve. And in fact, because we had a workshop last week, and it's kind of funny, I asked the question about required minimum distributions. There was about 40 people there, and I'd say half of the room didn't even realize that they have to take a required minimum distribution.
Wow.
I mean, at 70 and a half, the government requires us to take money out of our retirement accounts, our 401ks and our IRAs, because this money has never been taxed. So they've been letting us sit there, letting it grow, tax deferred all these years while you've been working. Well, now they want their piece. And then one of the negative things about a 401k, all it is an IOU to the government.
Right.
Somebody's going to pay taxes on it, whether it's the person themselves, their spouse, if they leave it to them when they pass away, or their children if they inherit it down the road. So the government is always going to be sitting there waiting for it. I mean, it becomes taxable income, and it's probably one of the biggest reasons why Americans today get taxed on their Social Security benefits is because of these IRA minimum required distributions. Some of them are very, very significant. If you have $1 million in a retirement account at 70 and a half, that's $36,500 that you have to pull out that year. Well, that's all taxable. And once you go over $44,000 as a married couple in this country, 85% of your Social Security benefits will be taxed.
Wow.
So that is a significant reason why people get taxed on their Social Security benefits, and it's all based on required minimum distributions.
So is there a way around that? I mean, I know you have to take the RMDs, but can you plan for that from a tax standpoint?
Well, we do quite a bit of that. We like to call it Roth conversion on steroids, or IRA reboots. You know, there's different strategies, and we always say it in our seminars, who pays more in taxes, the informed or the uninformed? You know, we take advantage of Section 7702 of the IRS code, which allows people to convert these taxable accounts into tax-free accounts, and where they're not taking any of the money out of their pocket to pay the taxes, and they'll always earn interest on that tax that they have to pay for the rest of their lives. So it's just a strategy that we use for quite a few of our clients, and it's a great way to get rid of the requirement of distribution, because now when you turn 70 and a half, nobody's forcing you to pull that money out.
Exactly. And then you can, you know, keep track of your taxes, so to speak.
Well, absolutely, because you're going to receive the money tax-free. When you pass away, it's going to go tax-free to your beneficiaries. And where do people think taxes are going to be 15, 20 years from now? Higher or lower?
Well, they're not going to be lower, I promise.
Yeah, I mean, we got $20 trillion in debt in this country. I mean, we're getting – the nice thing about doing it right now, we have pretty much all-time low tax rates. So you're converting these taxable accounts at the lowest tax rates in history, where you're always going to earn interest on that tax money for the rest of your life, where typically speaking, over 8 to 10 years, we pretty much get most of the people's tax money back into their accounts. And when they start pulling the money out in retirement, it's all tax-free.
That's
again, it's just a matter of knowing the tax codes.
Well, and that's why it's good knowing somebody like you. One of the other things in the planning stages is that people don't realize that Medicare premiums can actually eat up your Social Security increase. So that cost of living increase could get eaten up by Medicare.
Well, absolutely. And generally speaking, it increases each and every year, generally a lot cheaper than our normal health and coverage that we've been paying for all our lives. But still, I mean, the premiums on Medicare, I mean, depending on how much income you earned, you know, it could be significantly higher. And for the last few years, there really hasn't been much cost of living adjustments as far as Social Security goes. So the increases they did get is all being eaten up by the Part B part.
Right. And that's not good. But again, that becomes why it's important to, you know, to meet with a planner to work that out, to make sure that you're not going to lose what you are entitled to.
Absolutely. And just make sure the people have their correct supplements set up and all that stuff. And we partner with some people that do the supplements for our clients here. And that's not an area we specifically specialize in, but we kind of sub it out to one of our local advisors here. And that's what he does. And he shows people the best plans and keep the money in their pocket rather than giving it to the government.
I like that idea. And this one, again, it gets substantially harder to wait out a bad market once you retire. And again, that just goes back to planning for something like that.
Oh, absolutely. Again, the earlier you start, the better. Let's get the planning situation set up. Know where you're at. Try to reduce these taxes. You know, try to get rid of the Social Security tax if at all possible, and try to pay the minimum you should be doing for these supplements and for Part B of your Medicare.
Right. And so, you know, once you retire and if the market makes a correction, it's pretty hard to recover from that. But again, that goes back to planning for something like that.
Well, absolutely. And the earlier you start the planning, the better. I mean, we just had a couple that came in here last week. They're both 50, 59 and a half. The wife was 61. They're going to be retiring at full retirement age, which is 66 for both of them. They do have good pensions. They're going to have decent Social Security numbers. Their monthly income needs is going to be really, really close to where they need to be. When they're still maxing out their 401ks, but we're going to convert a big portion of it right now. And the nice thing about doing it right now is anybody who's over 59 and a half, I say 90% of the American companies allow you to do what we call an in-service rollover, where you can roll that money into an IRA, protect the assets. And say, how do you make money in the market? You buy low, you sell high. The markets are at their all-time high right now. Still contribute for the next 4 to 5 years. But now if we have another 2008, now you're losing 45% of maybe 20, 30, 40 grand, not 45% of 400, 500, 600 grand.
Exactly. Yeah, that just makes sense as well. The, you know, and this is interesting. You could finish retirement with a larger nest egg than when you started it. Is that possible?
Well, yes, because, I mean, look what the markets have been doing over the last 4 to 5 years. I mean, the markets are still going up. I mean, even the last year, I mean, most of the indices are up over 20% for the year. The thing is keeping it. You know, that's the hardest part in retirement. Usually people are, you know, they're getting out as the markets are going down, and they freak out and they make an emotional decisions. You know, but between your pensions and your Social Security and retirement savings, a lot of people, like you said, do earn more in retirement than they do in their working years. And for some of them, it could be a problem, especially if that money is coming from taxable accounts, you know, like 401ks and IRAs. So I think planning is very important. It's important to sit down with somebody that understands the tax laws and has their best interest at heart.
Exactly. And that's where working with a planner comes in, too, as well, working with somebody like you to make sure that you plan for those kinds of things. And it would be a great thing to have more money when you retire and less taxes than, than when you started.
Well, absolutely. And as people get closer to retirement, it's getting harder and harder to wait out these bad markets. I mean, once people retire, because they don't have their time on their side. You know, now you're forced to take out required minimum distributions. And if we have, like I said, another 9/11 or a 2008, where we have a significant market correction, now Uncle Sam is forcing you to pull money out of these retirement accounts as you're losing 40%. And like I said, a lot of people don't realize is when 2008 happened and 9/11 happened, it was like the fourth quarter of the year.
Right.
But the required minimum distributions was based on the value they had in their retirement account in January 1st of that year, December 31st of the previous year. So if you're sitting there with $1 million in a retirement account back in 2007, now all of a sudden you're in 2008, you're turning 70 and a half, and most people take their distributions in the months of October and November. So if the market loses 45% like it did in 2008, now you're down to $550,000. But Uncle Sam is basing your distribution on the $1 million you had in there December 31st. So it's adding grease to a slippery slope.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good thing. And that's where it's real important to work with a planner who understands that, who gets to know you a little bit, and takes care of you.
Well, absolutely. And what we do is we sit down, we do a customized income plan and a retirement plan. We do a portfolio analysis. And then we also do the tax-free income planning process for our clients.
And John, one of the things folks can do is just give you a call today and come in and start this planning process or continue the plan or renew the plan.
Well, absolutely. So any of our listeners who want to give us a call or get a customized IRA reboot proposal put together for you, we talk about converting tax-free taxable income into tax-free income in retirement. Also, we give away a copy of Coach Pete's 401k Survival Guide, which is updated for 2018, which talks about all the different things that are available within 401k plans that people should be looking out for. And then we also do a portfolio analysis for all of our clients that shows what their fees are currently paying with their brokers through our fiduciary, John Heron, here in the office. And then for any of our listeners who come on board, Steve, with over $250,000, we provide them a free will and a power of attorney for finance and for healthcare. And then for any of our listeners who come on board with over $500,000, we provide them with a living trust, which completely eliminates the probate process completely. So give us a call.
Yeah, well, finally, John, somebody's offering retirees and pre-retirees some common sense and straight talk and instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. It really is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, that number to call is 800-477-1135. And when you do, you'll receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are right now, but most importantly, it's a roadmap to help get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now. Right now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
Some surprising statistics about how Americans are using their 401ks coming up.